playing with a new microphone today, so I hope everybody is able to hear me.
Welcome visitors. It is so wonderful to see all of you here this morning at Wellspring Church. Baptism is an act both of God and of us. It represents God cleansing us from sin and our promise to serve in God's kingdom. Baptism reenacts what God has already done for us, making us dead to sin and alive to God. It is we also responding to God and letting go of ourselves to be given a new life by God's Spirit. It is a public witness of what has happened to us. Ephesians 1, 3 and 4, praise be to the God and the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us. He chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. It is at the time of salvation that we are placed in Christ. We are placed in Christ and granted full access to the valuable gifts and resources that God offers us. Some of those gifts and resources that we are free to use are his wisdom, his forgiveness, his grace, a new perspective that brings hope and confidence. Even in the toughest times, our needed materials are provided, and we are given the gift of peace. And just to help you memorize that and turn to those gifts this week, I've asked the girls to come on over, Rose and Hope. And if you wouldn't mind picking up several gifts and bringing them over to me, and then you might have to go back and gather some more and bring them over to me, we're going to create a visual for you to be sure that you recognize the gifts that you receive from God this week and every day. They're not heavy, are they? No. There you go. We have the gift of forgiveness. We have the gift of peace. Hope noticed her name. We have a gift of hope. Are there any more over there? We have a gift of wisdom. We have the gift of grace. He meets our needs. He gives us confidence. Oh my gosh, how did you carry that all the way over? Thank you so much. And he gives us a new perspective. These are all gifts given to us. Girls, you did a great job. Thank you so much. These are all gifts given to us freely when we accept Jesus as our Savior. Hope, forgiveness, peace, wisdom, grace, a new perspective, confidence, and our basic needs. Baptism is a holy ordinance appointed by Christ as a rite of passage into the fellowship of his church. Jesus Christ spoke to his disciples, commissioning his disciples, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even at the end of the age. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. The promises of God's grace, his valuable resources, his gifts, are signed and sealed to us in our baptism. God has promised to forgive our sins and to adopt us into his household and to send his Holy Spirit to make us holy. These promises are made visible by the water of baptism." I so enjoyed getting to meet our four young people who are going to be baptized today. I enjoyed sharing their faith walk with them. I enjoyed sharing the history of the Mennonite faith with them, the history of our church with them. We are so blessed to have them become part of our church this morning. And at this point, I would like those who are being baptized to come on up front and their prayer partners to come up front and stand beside them. So we'll have Ty and then May and then Becky and Linda and Justin and Jake and Matt and Dan. So Ty, come on over here. Watch the cord. Yeah. There we go. And Jake is going to hold the baptism bowl as well. So it's a pretty old and memorable baptism bowl. So if you just want to stand right here. And I'm going to ask Ty to bow on his knees. So he can go on his knees. Oh, you know what? Before we do that, I'm so sorry. I'm going to ask you some questions. And as a group, the four people who are being baptized, so Dan and Matt, switch places, please, so that Matt is a little bit forward. There we go. So as I ask you these questions, all that you need to do is answer. I do. Think about it and then answer. Do you now confess your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior from the guilt and power of sin, trusting in the forgiveness and renewing power of God demonstrated through Jesus' death and resurrection?
Yes.
I do. Baptism is also an act of identifying with God's mission for the world. So I ask you now, do you desire to be baptized upon this faith in Christ and to be received into the Church of Christ, identifying yourselves with God's mission for the world through the church?
I do.
And now we're going to ask Ty to kneel down. Ty, do you intend to be a faithful follower of Christ, serving him by obeying his word and showing his saving grace in your life?
I do.
Before God and this church, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the Lord in heaven continue to baptize you with the Spirit. Ty, I offer you my right hand. Member of this church, and we love you dearly. And now, give May a hug. And May, if you would like to pray, I don't know if we're going to need a mic for Miss May. Watch your feet.
I thank you, God, for Ty's literal vision of a verse from Scripture that says, a little child will lead them. Ty has been an example to us as a church, but he's also been a very vivid example to his mom and to his dad in making this decision and then in going forward with it. I pray that you will help to keep his mind open and his mind healed, his body strong. Keep him from falling and breaking bones. And as he continues in his daily walk, not only with just us, but also with you, that he will grow in his spirit and in his mind and in his heart. In the name of the Father and of his Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Becky, before God and this church, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the Lord continue to bless you with his Holy Spirit from above. And this is going to offer a prayer.
On this special day for Becky, we can't help but think about the past. You placed Becky in our family many years ago, and Mom, Daddy, and May prayed many prayers as Becky experienced the ups and downs of reaching adulthood. And it would be so wonderful if Mom and Dad could be here, but they are in our hearts and our minds. We are so thankful that you have led Becky to this acceptance of you in her life. Be with Becky as she journeys the path of her ongoing life. Bless her marriage with Justin and may their love continue to grow. Give her patience, love, and that special knowledge she needs as she mothers Becky and Todd. Never let her forget that this church family is here for her in every way. She will be in our prayers daily. May she grow in her love for you and in knowledge of your promises. Bless her in every way that she needs. Thank you for your presence with us on this special day. In Jesus' name we pray.
Justin, would you mind kneeling? Do you intend to be a faithful follower of Christ, serving him by obeying his word and showing his saving grace in your life? Before God and this church, Justin, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. May the Lord continue to bless you from heaven above.
Justin, pray over you. The Lord does not look at the outward appearance, the things a man looks at, the Lord looks at the heart. Today you were baptized in the word. Jesus Christ baptized you with the Holy Spirit and fire. I want you to know that He loves you. Mm-hmm. He is well pleased with you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I tell you that you are a new creation. All those that believe in Christ are a new creation. The old things have passed away and the new begins. And we just pray your continued anointing on Justin as a husband and father. We ask, Lord, you would give him wisdom. We ask for a discerning heart to know what is good and what is true, Lord. Just continue to fill him with your spirit, your goodness, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that he's a part of our family here at Wellspring, Lord. Just continue to guide his footsteps, Lord, while he continues to run this race, Lord. Give him wisdom going forward, Lord. And bless him and Becky and Kaylee and Ty, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
And Matt, if you wouldn't mind kneeling. Matt, do you intend to be a faithful follower of Christ, serving him by obeying his word and showing his saving grace in your life?
I do.
Before God and this congregation, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord Jesus continue to bless you throughout your life. Amen.
Dear Father God, as I come to you today, I want to thank you for my nephew, Matthew. This is a blessing, a blessed day for him, Lord. Lord, he's not only my nephew, but him and I are such good friends, Lord. And I want to thank you for that, too, that I have someone to walk with almost daily, and we talk about you, Lord. I'm just so proud of him, and as a young disciple, he did the discipleship with Pastor Mike, the program, and there was such a change in him after that, and he walks with the Lord now. I see, as a young disciple, he's already been there walking, and now you're holding his hand for eternity. He is such a blessing to this church and all that he does and the way he has taken over the shepherd's staff and the way he prays from the heart, Lord. I just love this young man, and I know you love him too. So bless him and continue to bless him. In your precious name I pray. Amen.
I'm going to read something real quick.
Yeah.
You go right ahead.
So I feel very blessed to welcome all of you to Wellspring, the Fellowship of Wellspring Church.
Beth.
And I know we're going to have the opportunity for everyone to share. Okay. So, Matt, if you would like to begin, we do have the option of sharing your faith walk with all of us.
All right. Well, this is for all who have been baptized and who have been baptized today. This is from Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus, and all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ like putting on new clothes. There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you.
Thank you, Matt.
Justin? Becky, your tie?
Would anyone else like to share?
I would like to share
it. Right. It's just a kind of prayer.
Hold on.
Special.
Let me get some. Sorry.
As Linda prayed, it is a special privilege for she and I to visually see this today. And if there are any earthly signs in heaven of, or sights in heaven of what is happening here on earth, I know Mom and Dad are especially happy.
Think they're dancing?
Probably not.
We were going to practice a baptism dance, and we decided not to. So I just thought I'd throw that question in there.
Daddy was buried in his plain coat, and I don't think they would take that.
But I totally agree that Mom and Dad, as you see, they are a part of us in their picture today. And if Mom and Dad could ever show joy, I mean, they were not demonstrative people, as those of you who know them know that they weren't. But I just think that they would have been so overjoyed with this.
Yeah.
You know that.
And the fact that Kaylee had it done 3 years ago, I think, Kaylee?
Yeah. And they were done. Way more than that.
Dan, would you like to share?
Yes, I would like to read this from Jesus Calling. What a wonderful book. It's a devotional. And all of you who are baptized will be getting one of these as soon as it gets to me. Okay? Well, when I was reading this devotional, it just seemed so perfect for today. And this is Jesus. It's like Jesus is just talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
It just jumps off the page. Come to me for understanding, since I know you far better than you know yourself. I comprehend you and all your complexity. No detail of your life is hidden from me. I view you through eyes of grace, so don't be afraid of my intimate awareness. Allow the light of my healing presence to shine into the deepest recesses of your being, cleansing, healing, refreshing, and renewing you. Trust me enough to accept the full forgiveness that I have offered you continually. This great gift, which cost me my life, is yours for all eternity. Forgiveness is at the very core of my abiding presence. I will never leave you nor forsake you. When no one else seems to understand you, simply draw closer to me. Rejoice in the one who understands you completely and loves you perfectly. As I fill you with my love, you become a reservoir of love, overflowing into the lives of other people. So take Jesus' love and go conquer the world. He loves you.
Amen.
We're going to have our church response now. Everybody could please stand. It's on the white paper, the back of the Apostles' Creed. We'll all read it together. As we now receive you into the fellowship of the church, we make a covenant with you as we renew our own covenant with our Lord. To bear one another's burdens, to share mutually in the forgiving or the retaining of our sins, to share in the abundance of the world's goods, to assist each other in times of need, to share joys and sorrows, and in all things to work for the common good, thus manifesting God's presence among us in His glory. As we unite with each other now, may we all be joined with Christ our Lord. Amen.
You may be seated, and let's bow for a word of prayer. Dear God, we are going to take a pause in the service, creating a silent moment, thinking of the blessings you've bestowed upon Wellspring Church, thinking about the blessings you've bestowed upon each one of us. In the silent moments of this sacred hour, send forth your cleansing spirit into the hearts of Ty, Becky, Justin, and Matt. Purify their thoughts, confirm their faith, and strengthen their wills to do what is right. Surround each of us with your love and your power that we may walk according to your commands. May all we do and say glorify the Holy Spirit. May we shine with your light, with the love of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.